Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. "God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you." He turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each one according to his conduct." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, in the Gospel this morning, if you were really listening, Peter never had a stronger rebuke from the Lord, nor did the Lord ever use such strong words as he used in the Gospel this morning. "Get behind me, Satan." Peter must have felt pretty knocked back at that statement. And so it begs the question, why did Peter say to Christ, to Jesus in the first instance, when Jesus told him about what was coming and spoke to him about the reality of life, Peter got that rebuke. And I hope that it was a total lack of understanding on Peter's behalf. So what was Jesus really talking about when he said that he must go to Jerusalem, suffer greatly from the elders and the chief priests, and eventually be killed? Well, he was talking about the reality of life. And most of us, and I include myself, we often don't face up to the reality of life. We try to bury our head in the sand sometimes. And Jesus was trying to tell Peter, if you stand up, Peter, for the truth, and you tell people as it really is, you're going to be in trouble. Because very often people don't like to hear the truth. And very often that's why we tend to keep quiet when we know deep in our hearts, I ought to say something about this. I ought to do something about this. And very often, what do we really do? We kind of hold back. Why? Why? Thinking about ourselves, the small self, the small self. So Jesus follows up that rebuke in the Gospel this morning. And he says again to Peter and to all of us, he's saying to me this morning, if you really are going to find life, real life, joyful life, you got to somehow lose your life. What's he talking about? That suicide or dying? No, he was talking about unselfishness. You see, we're all very dominated, if you use that word, by the self, our false self, as opposed to our true self. How do you define our false self? Our false self is the little picture that I have built up in my mind of who I am, of my reputation, my job in life, the little things, my little achievements and so on. Whereas my true life is who I am in God's eyes, who I always was and always will be for all eternity, long before ever I came into being. The face I always had in the mind of God. And so sometimes I know in my life there have been occasions when I shirked my responsibility in not standing up for the truth, or not standing up when I saw something wrong or some injustice taking place. You see it happening every day of the week when people stand up and speak the truth and take that risk. And life really involves taking risks. Very often they are denounced, they get into trouble. And people who don't want to hear the truth, we see it happening all the time, very often resort to violence. You see that's happening at the moment. We see it every day on our television screens in Belarus. People there are standing up because this man seems to have cheated in being re-elected. So they're standing up for their rights. They're standing up for justice. They're standing up for truth. But he doesn't want to know. So what does he do? He resorts to violence. A lot of our politicians tend to be very untruthful. They think by lying to people, hiding the truth, what are they doing? Are they thinking about the people or looking after their own interests? They're dominated and in total control of the false self, the little self. We have people all over the world locked up in prisons, suffering total injustice because they had the backbone or the guts, just or the courage to stand up for the truth. And that's what Jesus is asking us in the gospel today. We got to lose our life sometimes in order to gain our life. That is totally true when you're going along and everything seems fine, and then one day you meet a major, major obstacle in your life. And then you're put to the test. You realize life is not going to be the same again. So a lot of people today are in that position. There are many people, and I presume some of you listening to me this morning, this time last year you were doing very well. Life, you could say, was good to you. You are working. You are possibly enjoying a summer vacation or just returning from one. You were looking forward to what was coming next. You are probably looking forward to Christmas and to Thanksgiving and so on. And suddenly, at the beginning of this year, 2020, everything was turned upside down. And to a certain extent, we all lost our lives. We lost our lives. We began describing it as being nothing is normal anymore. And maybe it can be and hopefully it will be a wake-up call. Maybe we took things too much for granted. And now suddenly we're in a whole new situation. And how we cope with that is a very, very good definition of one's character. Coming more personal about it and coming nearer home, when we look back on the trauma and caused in the church, in our own communities by the child abuse scandal, I think today people look back on that and not only blame the perpetrators of that crime, but also the lack of honesty and truth by those who knew what was happening and did nothing about it. That is the ultimate sin. That is the ultimate sin. And that is what Jesus is condemning in the gospel this morning. Get behind me, Satan. You know, when we see things like that happening, we can't let them go on. We got to do something about them. Okay, it might cost me a lot of pain and cost me a lot of upset in my life and shatter my nice, comfortable life. But that's where we're put to the test, and we got to do something about it. And that's what the call in the gospel this morning is. We've all got to be, you might say, prophets in our own time and in our own individual situations, and stand up at all times for the truth, for what is just and true, rather than turning a blind eye or burying our heads in the sand.